Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's message is called Fearing God is Key. That's right, fearing God is key. And the foundation scripture for this message is found over in Psalms 27:1. And it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now bold as a lion, and I just thank you for all that you are. I thank you for all that you do. Father God, I ask that you bless the people of God, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice on this broadcast show today. I ask that you bless their families. I ask that you bless their bodies. Father God, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are a healer. I ask that you heal them right now, Father. I ask that you provide for them as Jehovah Jireh. And Jesus, I ask that you breathe the breath of life, fresh breath of life into their hearts, their minds, their body, their soul, that you increase their spirit, man. Father God, I ask that this word is unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, and that Holy Spirit that is sown as a seed in their hearts, and that you grow it up, you water it and grow it up in Jesus' name. I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Fearing God is key. You know, in the world that we live in today, there's much fear going on, especially when you look at the news. You'll wake up, or before you go to sleep, if you're looking at the news, or even if you're listening to the radio, that they're pushing fear tactics. Now, I'm reminded that God tells us in his word to watch our eye gates, our ear gates, what we're listening to. Because the things that we listen to or that we see, they are sown as seeds in our heart, and they can grow up and they can manifest in our real lives. This is the main reason why we need the word of God, so we can cast our fears on Jesus. So let us look in the word of God of what fear is, because sometimes we can get it wrong. We are supposed to fear God, but not fear man. There's different types of fear. So let us look in the word of God. Fear is yira in the Hebrew, which is having a reverence for God, for the only wise and true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, having a fear for God, having a reverence and respect for God. The word says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if we want to make it through this life in this Babylonian system, we're going to need the wisdom of God, folks. So yes, fearing God is having respect for God. Fearing God is not the same spirit of fear that we find in 2 Timothy. What are you talking about, Pastor Michael? Well, if we go over to the good book, 2 Timothy 1:7 reads, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, if we took that scripture out of context, you would say, why fear God? This is why we have to study the word to show ourselves approved, a workman unto God. We have to rightly divide the word of truth, dissect that word. So let's see what the spirit of fear is. Now, fear in the Greek in the context of 2 Timothy 1:7 is dilia, spelled D-E-I-L-I-A, dilia, meaning timid. So if we read, "For God hath not given us the spirit of timidness, but he gave us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind." We have the mind of Christ, y'all. So when we look at Timothy 1:7, Apostle Paul is speaking to his spiritual son, Pastor Tim. Apostle Paul is letting him know to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, we cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, spreading the good news, letting people know that he came, he died for our sins, he was amongst us, died for our sins, and he rose again, interceding on the right hand side of the Father for you and me. He's back at the Father. And how do we get to the Father? There's only one way. The good news is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. Say amen. Amen. So let me get back on topic. Apostle Peter is letting Pastor Tim know to preach the word of God, that the unfeigned faith that is in Pastor Tim was also in his mother and his grandmother. Folks, they were believers. They had faith in Jesus Christ. So stir up the gift and preach the word unashamed. Pastor Tim, this is what Apostle Paul is saying. We are not to be timid before God nor man, but bold as lions. And we know that lions don't back down. Proverbs 30 and 30 reads, "A lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any." See that? Lions don't back down. We don't back down. We have the Lion of Judah inside of us. So why should we back down? We come to God bold as a lion, and we go to men bold as lions. Amen. You see, when we fear God, our soul is at ease. Psalms 25, 12 through 13 lets us know, "What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth." When we fear God, he tells us secrets and shows us his covenant. Psalms 25, 14 reads, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." Amen. Now we know that the three Hebrew boys feared God. They didn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar's image. They said over in Daniel 3 and 18, "But if not, be it known unto thee, O king." They gave him some respect. They put some respect on it. "That we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." We ain't doing that. You see, they didn't have fear for men. They weren't timid. They didn't say, "Oh God, he gonna throw us in the fiery furnace." Nah, they weren't timid at all. They didn't bow because they have fear and reverence for the Lord our God. Now, how do we know this? You see, the three Hebrew boys understood what their forefathers understood over in Exodus 23, 24 and Deuteronomy 28, 14. You can read it when you get home. You got to study to show yourself approved. Read it when you get home. That's Exodus 23, 24 and Deuteronomy 28, 14. "There shall be no other gods before you. You should not bow to other gods." So they knew about not bowing before other gods and how not fearing God could put them in bondage, even though they were already in Babylon. Isn't this not written in the book of Judges 3? Read it when you get home. So yes, the three Hebrew boys feared God and didn't bow down. And you know the truth. The Lord showed up in the midst. The entire kingdom was made to worship God. Just because of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they changed the entire kingdom. The Babylonians were made, the Chaldeans were made to worship God. And the three Hebrew boys got promoted in Babylon. How about that? Daniel 3:30 reads, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." Come on, that's proof. Say amen to that. Amen. Folks, there are major benefits to fear God. It is in the fearing of God and having respect for God that is the key. So when you see stuff on the news or hear stuff on the radio that's fear-based, don't even worry about it. Run to the kingdom of God. Fear God. You know, if the Lord didn't command it, guess what? It ain't gonna happen. If the Lord did not command it, it will not happen. He says in the word that no weapon formed against you or me is able to prosper, that he directs your steps and your paths. You don't have to be afraid. If the Lord didn't command it, once again, it is not happening. The Lord our God knows the plans that he has for our life. So every day, put on the whole armor of God and know that fearing God is key. Amen. I hope this message helps you. I hope this message blesses you. Be blessed. Amen and amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed.
Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you
and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net. That's InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net.